The anatomy of a cloud breach, what attackers do in the first 24 hours. A detailed timeline of how attackers move through AWS environments after initial credential theft, from STS, Get Caller Identity Recon, to S3 exfiltration, and what defenders can do at each stage. When IAM credentials are stolen, most organizations don't realize it for days or weeks. The attacker, meanwhile, moves methodically through your environment in the first 24 hours, following a well-worn playbook that, you know, security teams can learn to recognize and disrupt. Understanding that playbook stage by stage is the first step to building detection that actually works. Hour zero, initial access, the first API call stolen. Credentials arrive through one of three primary vectors: phishing campaigns targeting developers who receive fake AWS console login pages, secrets accidentally committed to public GitHub repositories, a shockingly common occurrence on GitHub's own secret scanning has found millions of AWS keys, or exposed .env files in misconfigured web servers or Docker Hub images. Once an attacker has a working AWS access key ID and AWS secret access key, the very first API call they make is almost universally STS, Get Caller Identity. This call requires no permissions whatsoever. Any valid credential can make it. And it returns the account ID, IAM user ARN, and user ID. It is the attacker's way of asking, whose keys did I just get and what account do they belong to? This is MITRE attack technique, T2078, valid accounts. The detection signal is precise. A get caller identity call from an IP address that has never previously called AWS APIs for that identity, or from a user agent string that doesn't match the organization's known tooling. If your developers use the AWS CLI, an AWS SDK Go user agent making this call should raise an alert immediately. Every CIAM ingesting CloudTrail should have this rule firing on day one. Hour two, discovery. Building a map of the environment. With account context established, the attacker shifts to the discovery phase. The goal is to enumerate what resources exist, what permissions the stolen role has, and where the valuable data lives. This manifests as a burst of read-only enumeration, API calls, IAM list users, IAM list roles, IAM list policies, IAM get policy version, EC2 describe instances, S3 list buckets, RDS describe DB instances, and often organizations describe organization to understand whether this is a member account in a larger AWS organization. This is T1580, cloud infrastructure discovery. In isolation, each of these calls appears benign. They're the same calls your automation tooling makes. The distinguishing signal is the breadth and velocity. A human operator running these interactively will produce dozens of calls in a short window, touching services they haven't touched before. A CloudTrail-aware CIAM can establish a per-identity baseline of which services are normally called and fire an alert when a principal suddenly starts calling four or five new services within a single hour. Defenders should also pay close attention to IAM get policy version calls on managed policies, particularly on policies attached to high-privilege roles. This is the attacker reading the policy document to understand what permissions they could escalate to. Hour six, lateral movement, role chaining to higher privilege discovery complete. The attacker now looks for a path to higher privilege. In AWS environments, this almost always means STS, assume role. The attacker uses the IAM list roles output to identify roles with STS, assume role, in their trust policy that trust the current principal, or particularly any role with administrator access or broad S3 RDS permissions. This is T1548, abuse elevation control mechanism. The insidious aspect of role chaining is that each assume role call appears in CloudTrail under the assumed role's identity, not the original stolen credential. A sequence might look like user dev CI assumes role deployment role, which then assumes role data access role. CloudTrail will show the S3 get object calls under the data access role ARN, which is a valid principle that security teams may not immediately associate with the compromised DEVA CI key. Defenders must search CloudTrail for assume role events where the source identity or user identity principle ID contains unexpected chaining patterns. AWS CloudTrail records the full chain in the session context field. Alert on any role assuming a second role if that pattern doesn't appear in your automation baselines. Hour 12. Exfiltration, the silent S, 3 drain. With sufficient privileges now in hand, the attacker turns to data collection. S, 3 buckets identified in the discovery phase are enumerated with S3.listObjects v2, and then bulk S3 getObject calls begin. Hundreds of gigabytes of data can be pulled in minutes over AWS's own high bandwidth network. This is T1530, data from cloud storage. Here is the critical gap that attackers rely on. S3 data events are not logged by CloudTrail by default. Management events, creating and deleting buckets, changing bucket policies, but individual get object, put object, and delete object calls on objects inside buckets are data events and must be explicitly enabled. In the majority of AWS accounts, S3 exfiltration at this stage generates 0 CloudTrail log entries. The immediate defensive action is to enable S3 data event logging on all buckets tagged as sensitive and to configure S3 server access logging as a parallel signal, even where CloudTrail data events aren't fully enabled. GuardDuty's S3 protection module provides some coverage through anomaly detection, but it is not a substitute for actual data event logging. Hour 24, persistence, making sure they can come back by the 24-hour mark. An attacker with sufficient access will attempt to establish persistence so they survive credential rotation. The techniques are well known, creating a net new IAM user with an access key, attached to an administrator policy, adding a second access key to an existing human user, harder to notice than a new user, modifying the trust policy on a high privilege role to trust an external account they control, or deploying a Lambda function with a scheduled trigger that periodically checks in. Defenders should alert on IAM create user, IAM create access key, and any modification to IAM role trust policies, IAM update assume role policy, that weren't initiated through your IAC pipeline. Tools like AWS config rules can evaluate these in near real time. The goal at the 24-hour mark is to have already detected and responded to the hour zero signal. If you reach this stage without having caught the breach, the response becomes significantly more complex. Building detection that works across all 5 stages. The common thread across every stage is CloudTrail. Every API call described in this article generates a CloudTrail management event except for S3 getObject, which is precisely why enabling data event logging is the highest priority defensive action most organizations can take. A properly configured CIEM ingesting CloudTrail into a service like Amazon Security Lake with detection rules for the specific signals at each stage can reduce mean time to detect from weeks to hours. The attacker's playbook is repeatable and detectable. Building detection against it, stage by stage, is how defenders win.